WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 2012, the Beach Boys became another rock group celebrating its 50th anniversary. This year, they released Made in California, an 8-hour, 6-disc retrospective of their career. Rock historian Ed Ward has a review.
Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world. Don't be afraid to try the greatest sport around.
Catch a wave. Catch a wave.
Those who don't just have to put it down.
You paddle out, turn around and raise. And baby, that's all there is to the coastline craze. You gotta catch a wave and you're sitting.
The early Beach Boys story is pretty well known. The three Wilson brothers, Brian, Carl, and Dennis, were music crazy and lived near the Pacific in Hawthorne, California. Dennis loved surfing, and egged on by their father Murray, a failed musician, they made a record in 1962 with one of their cousins, Mike Love, and a friend, Al Jardine.
Surfing is the only life, the only way for me.
Well, now follow along, baby, and
surf with me.
Surfin', heard here on a home-taped rehearsal, was released on a local label, and then, with Murray's help, the boys got a contract with Capitol Records in Hollywood, which had ultra-modern recording facilities and great studio musicians who could be called in to augment the Beach Boys' modest instrumental skills. Their musical skills, honed by Brian, became incredible.
The lonely sea. It never stops for you or me. It moves along from day.
Lonely Sea isn't an outtake from their 1966 masterpiece, Pet Sounds. It's a track from 1963's Surfin' USA album and just gets better as it goes along. The Beach Boys took everyone by surprise. They didn't fade away with the surf craze. Brian had his finger on the teenage pulse, and they also celebrated motorcycles, girls, cars, girls, school, and dancing with girls. It was hard to go wrong, especially with the group's vocals and Brian's writing and arranging skills. Between 1962 and 1965, they charted 22 singles, 9 of which hit the top 10 and 2 of which topped the charts. They started 1966 with a stumble, an odd song called She's Not the Little Girl I Once Knew, which hid an ambiguous story behind an upbeat melody. But they quickly went back to the top with an arrangement of an old Calypso tune.
We come on this loop, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broke. Stop the John B. sail.
Brian had left the touring group in 1965 and had been hard at work on an album that was like nothing anyone had ever made before, let alone a surf band. When Paul McCartney heard Pet Sounds, he realized how much the ante had been raised and went back to London to start making Sgt. Pepper. By the time Pet Sounds was finally mixed to Brian's satisfaction and released, though, he'd already started on the next album, Smile. It was his undoing, a number of acrimonious conflicts within the band, an album unfinished, and Brian retreating to his house where the word got out that he'd suffered a nervous breakdown. Eventually, an album called Smiley Smile emerged with a hit on it, Good Vibrations, recorded before Pet Sounds had even been finished. Brian continued to contribute to the band, but their next album, Friends, in 1968, was uneven. Fortunately, Dennis and Carl were slowly coming up with some good material.
Lots of people with no place to go. I know a place where you can go. You've got the ticket, come on, slip inside. And let my song take you for a ride.
Dennis's Slip On Through comes from the 1970 album Sunflower, and at least integrates some contemporary flavor into the Beach Boys' formula, but with very few exceptions, the 1970s were, creatively, a disaster, as the band swung from hippie-ish meanderings to painfully crafted songs of nostalgia. Their only top 10 record in the whole decade was a version of Chuck Berry's rock and roll music. Brian's well-publicized problems eventually receded, and yet, although the Beach Boys had made the leap from a fad to a vehicle for serious work, neither Brian nor anyone else, Dennis died in a swimming accident in 1983, and Carl died of cancer in 1998, could turn them into anything but a nostalgia act, which, sad to say, is pretty much what they became.
Rock historian Ed Ward reviewed Made in California, the career retrospective box set from the Beach Boys. Coming up, John Powers reviews the latest in a Danish mystery series. This is Fresh Air.